Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Dear Anne, you used to be fun, at least funny, at least gently and amusingly insane. But girlfriend, you've changed. The thousand-yard stare you've acquired in the last couple of years says lonely nights, too much wine, and insecurity about the future of your career. Where to now, my sweet fascist? Another one of your silly books? More hilarious appearances on Hannity and Combs? Bill Maher has to be tired of you by now. You're anything but stupid, and by now you must see the writing on the wall. You'll never have a real place with the Beltway In crowd, as they see you as a northeastern hickoid pro wrestler NASCAR type with a degree from Cornell. I mean, really, Anne, where can it go from here? Anne, I think I have the answer. In fact, I know I do. I want to hire you, Anne. I want you to come and work for me. I want you to be my Anne Friday. My housekeeper, beekeeper, floor, chimney, and minesweeper. My window washing, grocery buying, dinner cooking, obsequious, submissive, concubine domestic. You will laugh at my jokes, celebrate my victories, and lament my failures. You will praise my friends and vow great harm upon all who oppose me. You will treat me like a god, a guru, a mentor, and the best night in the sack you've ever had. You will carry my bags, wash my cars, walk my dogs, and turn your savings over to me. You will massage Susan Sarandon's aching shoulders, whip up vegan delights for Hanoi Jane Fonda and loofah Barbara Streisand stretch marks. But most of all, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. I can offer you a life of obedient servitude on my compound. In your time with me, you will learn much. You will learn that America is made up of people from all races, walks of life, and sexual orientation, and that it's all okay. You will learn to be patient and kind. You will learn the meaning of the word respect and memorize every line of Caddyshack. You will listen to the Ramones, Black Sabbath, and the Brides of Funkenstein. You're a figure of fun, and I plan on having fun with that figure. You will learn who your daddy is, that's for sure. But mostly, Anne, you will just shut the fuck up. Come on, Anne, you fucking psycho. Let's do this. Henry.
Everybody sees. Everybody knows. Soundbite children, brainwash the sun. The next Holocaust is in the screensaver. Microchip the cross thread of history.
It's a battle for the hearts and the minds of the
going from anthrax to five planes. Hand the bombs in Bali, Machiavellian Charlemagne. The towers must go. 40 thieves with Texan blood murmurs. Bibles in and mask. Star spangled free stack. Toe tag, body bag, brilliance. Blood baths and nuclear studies. Jesus was there, moonwalking on water, Pearl Harbor, tied to a tapped phone. Was the president listening?
Heaviest casualties of the war in Vietnam last week,
584 U.S. troops have lost their lives.
Killed 484. Died in the line of duty, 500.
White horse in the White House, lonely. Prozac Jerusalem, roadmap to death trap. Plutonium cloud in a knit skirt. It's a corporate
Saddam Hussein has gone to elaborate lengths, spent enormous sums, taken great risks to build and keep weapons of mass destruction.
The president and his Secretary of Defense continue to mislead and misinform the American people, and enough of it's gone by.
Lift the evidence from Jackie O'Hairdo. Teach your babies how to run, how to salute at funerals. Because Jimi Hendrix is in the Congo transporting.
America wins the wars that she undertakes, make no mistake about it. And we have declared war on tyranny and aggression
If this little nation goes down the drain and can't maintain her independence, ask yourself what's going to happen to all the other little nations.
Psychics and magnetic fields under the Pentagon. And Lady Liberty's riding a red camel across the sky died. Coincidental. Bloodhounds and warplanes in the fine print. And the West is playing Kanchik Russian roulette with Persia Minor. Tried to get their hands on Nebuchadnezzar's tomb. On the blueprints to a Stargate. Wrestling space probes out of a Muslim child's dream. Pregnant princess. Car chases through French tunnels, test tubes and clone presidents. The 20th century was a metaphor.
Americans know, although others appear to forget, the risk of spreading conflict. We still seek no wider war.
Ahlem Nua is 10 years old and lives in the Jenin camp. I talked with her after school with the help of one of her teachers, Mohaned Sarmoud, who translates.
Just hold it just like this.
Sure.
Just like this. What's your name?
My name Ahlem. Ahlem Nua.
And what do you like to do for fun?
في المستقبل ولا حاليا؟
حاليا. Yeah, it's okay. Just like that.
طيب شو تحب تعملي؟
بحب أصير teacher معلمة.
بحب I would like to be teachers. احكي بس عربي.
Why do you want to be a teacher?
ليش بتحبي تكوني معلمة؟
عشان الشعب الفلسطيني كله يصير متعلم.
To be all the children in Palestine to be learning and be good.
تعطي رسالة صغيرة بسيطة.
I would give you a message. She said for your country.
إحنا في مخيم جنين وفي جنين مش عايشين زي ما عايشين باقي الدول مثل أمريكا وإسرائيل.
She give you message that we not live a good life as Europe people or Israeli people.
لا no. بلديات مخيم جنين بنوا لنا الملاهي اللي هي هسه هي حاليا في مخيم جنين عشان احنا ننسى الاسى اللي حدث معنا في الاجتياح بس احنا مش رح ننسى كل ما تتحرك مرجيحة او اي لعبة بترجع مشاعرنا لورا
احلام she say we are building for us some places to be funny, to playing. And when we playing, we feel bad. We not forget what we see. These games to forget what we see in the camp. But really, we are not forget what we see.
الشباب اللي في مخيم جنين راح يضلهم يقاتلوا ويقاتلوا حتى ترجع لنا أراضينا بإذن الله.
Yes, people in the camp, they will be fighter and will be, they will protect our camp and to return our land, as you see.
عمل حركة احنا مش ارهابية احنا شعب لحرية اسلام ومسيحية امتنا عربية ضربونا بصواريخ ضربناهم بحجارة سرقوا الاقصى والتاريخ صلبوا طفل المغارة صهيوني ظالم كذاب ما بيؤمن حتى في كتاب هو أساس الإرهاب عدو البشرية هو أساس الإرهاب عدو البشرية شكرا
Six weeks after the brutal police raid on the town of San Salvador Atenco, and less than 3 weeks from the presidential elections, Mexico has once again witnessed a brutal crackdown against social movements, this time in the capital city of the southern state of Oaxaca. Early this morning, thousands of state and municipal police violently attacked striking public school teachers who have been occupying the city's center for the past 24 days. The teachers, along with indigenous and rural organizations, had been demanding that the government increase funding for the state's public education system. But after weeks of protests and camping out in the streets of downtown Oaxaca City with no response from the government, the demand changed. They want Governor Ulises Ruiz Ortiz to resign. This demand has been echoed by other sectors of the local population who have joined the teachers in two massive mobilizations in as many weeks. But it all came to a head before dawn when the police moved in to dismantle the encampment. In the midst of the confrontation, this teacher told FSRN's Vladimir Flores what he had witnessed.
There are around 26 of our people detained. Among them are children and pregnant women and teachers who are already of an advanced age.
After 7 hours of tear gas and confrontation, city residents and teachers still control the streets. Another teacher who chose not to use his name feels confident that public opinion will come down solidly against the state government and its use of force.
We are going to resist this repression until we get what we and the people of Oaxaca are demanding. The students' parents are organizing themselves right now. Those helicopters are throwing gas grenades.
A local human rights staffer told FSRN that at least 8 people were killed in this morning's police raid, among them 3 children and 1 pregnant teacher who died after she miscarried following a brutal beating by police. The Oaxaca chapter of the Red Cross has confirmed some of the deaths, but information about the full scope of this morning's crackdown is still coming in. By airtime, mobilizations to protest the use of force were already underway. Thanks to FSRN's Vladimir Flores for this report.
I'm Talking show clamors, you banging, nah, we go clapping. A plausibility drowning out the borders. This capitalist is schizophrenia. Revisionism de luz comme de carré. Si je vous dis, why you saw the sublime pounding the concrete of America.
Dear Federal Communications Commission, your actions of late are a bit confusing to me, so I'm writing to you to hopefully get a reply to clear up some questions I have. Remember a few years ago when you fined Howard Stern for that broadcast where he talked about a personal hygiene product called Sphincterine? How did you come to the amount of $495,000 for the fine? Was it by the letter? Was it by the syllable? Did you just make up a figure? Do you think that a person has the ability to turn the channel when they find the material broadcast to be objectionable? Or does the programming actually have the ability to paralyze the person and render them powerless to exercise any personal choice or responsibility? When you removed Bubba the Love Sponge from terrestrial radio, did you do that to protect me from Bubba? Remember when Bubba used to have Redneck Monday, where he used to bait rednecks and get them all mad that they were racist idiots? Or Lesbian Tuesday, when women would call in and rub the phone on their crotches? I don't know about you, but these broadcasts never made me want to build a meth lab or blow up a building or even bring a gun to school. Sexual content seems to upset you, but violent content seems to be all right. That's kind of like the Bible. Not a lot of sex, whole lot of violence. I wonder what you think about the satellite networks for television and radio. It's where Howard and Bubba are now, and I know from listening and being on their shows, they say whatever the fuck they want. Is it just less work for you, or are you mad that so many of us have left home and are thinking for ourselves now? From what I can tell, it's the truth you find indecent. All the news outlets are owned by only a few massive corporations. That's a good idea, or is it just good capitalism? That was on your watch. News has gone from a content-based to a ratings-based racket with good time information for a country that has no money and a president on the warpath. That was also on your watch. And I know you may find the following sentiment indecent, but that's fucked up. If you can pull yourself away from American Idol for a moment to get back to me on this, I would really appreciate it. Henry.
Move over, Buster! I'm the toughest, I'm the meanest, I'm the nastiest little man God ever put on this earth.
Organization that acts without conscience, without morals.
New World Order.
Don't be afraid about our commons. It's just the common people who are dying for your lust and only asking why. Human life, that's what counts. Don't dream too much about all those dead. Dream about victory and money. Don't think about wishes of peace. Mr. President, good night! Mr. President!
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.
Can emerge a new era.